Here in England, you have the Freemasons setting up the cornerstone of the church, because that's what churches are. They're based on Masonic symbols, the Masonic square. In America, the history of the degree followed that of the British system. Incidentally, that's why we have an educational system, a governmental system, a law enforcement system. The word system is a Latin word. It comes from the ancient Roman Latin. It meant a word for the sewer. And so in Rome, they called the sewer the system. And that's still what we have today in this country. We got a sewer system. I mean, why do you think they call it a criminal justice system? It's not an American justice. It's not the people's justice. It's criminal justice, implying it's the criminals who are administering the justice. Here again, the square of Freemasonry and its connections, the cube. Now, we'll go through these quickly. This is in France, the square within the square. You begin to see how squares and symbols are everywhere. Now, the square martyr board that you wear when you graduate. The word graduate comes from the combining of two words, gradually indoctrinate. Becomes graduate. And consequently, you have in old England, the red square. Here's the square on the Church of England. Now, the square martyr board, in brick building, the plasterers and the people who work with bricks have a square martyr board, and they put the cement on the martyr board, and then you use it to put it on the wall as they're building with bricks. That's the square martyr board that you're wearing on your head when you graduate. Why? It's because it goes back to the old Roman Latin system of the square, the Masonic square, which the church is connected to, the martyr board, derived from the cap worn by Roman Catholic clergy. The martyr board is now a symbol of iridation, but it was a Roman Catholic symbol. So remember, if you're graduating from college and university and you're wearing a square, you're wearing an ancient Roman Latin symbol on your head. Why? Because Rome has educated you. The tassel, of course, means the tassel comes from the Hebrew. America is actually based on, and this is from any college reference book you can find, America is based on three foundations. Roman for government, Greek for philosophy, and Jewish for law. Those are the three foundations for the American system. The square of Freemasonry, used in the church. Here is the man who was to be made Pope. He is bowing to a high official who is giving him the square of Freemasonry on his head. You've got to ask yourself, how come the man who is to be made Pope has to bow down before some mysterious guy? Here's the red square, and this is, of course, where Russia used to, the Soviet Union, has a red square. Here's the red square in, I think it's Washington, D.C. or New York, when the Pope was in New York. It's the red square, the red carpet. Here it is in the Vatican. You'll find the red square has been used by the Nazis, of course. Many people are unaware that even Union Bank uses. Yeah. I had some great material in Union Bank. I mean, it's sensational stuff, where it really came from. And here is common laborers are wearing the square on their head. This is why kids in the college say that, you know, we're all a bunch of squares. Now you've got the black robes, which are associated with college and university. Why do young people wear black robes? It's because Catholic priests wear black robes. Okay? It's because judges wear black robes. Priests of all orders throughout the world wear black robes. Even the priest of Satan wear black robes. The Ayatollah Kakamemi. The Knights of the Order of the Garter, a Masonic order operating in England. I don't think there's ever been a more desperate and despotic and exploitive and evil empire, if you can call it that, than the British royalty. I loathe the British royalty. They were the enemy of this country when it was founded, and they are still our enemy. The English people are a beautiful people. The country is a beautiful and divinely beautiful country, and I love them all. But British royalty is an absolute curse on the face of the earth. The things which they have done to the rest of the human race because of this nonsensical bit of prattle about a divine right of kings. Who is this divine that gives the privilege of manipulating, exploiting, and making slaves of the rest of the world? Who are these people who call themselves royalty? I warn you, there is nothing royal or holy or decent in British royalty or in kingships anywhere in the world. It's nothing but a system of slavery. And I, for one, as an American, have had enough of it. And these people are operating in my country, and I want to expose them. Now, black, the fascists always use black uniforms. Here are the judges in Los Angeles. No, these are Nazi judges. Yeah. Yeah. They're all hailing Hitler, okay? Like, Hail Mary, Hail Hitler. Here they are, the Supreme Court. The actual name of the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court of Bankruptcy, because the United States Corporation went bankrupt in 1930. Let me say this right here. Are you aware of the fact that in the 1870s there was a company formed, incorporated, a privately owned company incorporated that was referred to, it was called United States? And they stipulated that anyone who worked for that company would be called citizens, not employees. So today, when someone asks you, are you a citizen of the United States, what you think they're asking you is, are you lawfully in America? No, no, no. They ask you if you're a citizen of the United States. Because citizen of the United States, according to international law, means you are an employee of a privately owned company called United States. You are an employee of a foreign corporation under maritime law. That's why if you work in this state of California and make money, or anywhere in this country and you make money, but you say that you are a citizen of the United States, then what you actually are is a franchisee of a foreign corporation under international maritime law. You are an employee of a corporation. Therefore, you're a franchisee because you're making money in another city or state. This is why in California you do not pay California state taxes. You pay the California Franchise Tax Board because you're a franchisee of a foreign-owned company. Better wake up and find out who owns you. How do you get out of this? You talk to me. Black has always been... Why black? Why black robes? Black robes are very important, as I said. It's always used in all official capacities. Why? Because black was the color associated with the planet Saturn. In the ancient world of Sumeria, Phoenicia, Cana, Hittites, Babylonia, black was the color associated with the planet Saturn. This is why the ancient people said that women were to listen to their god, and they would wear earrings. Men were to get married before their god, so they would wear a wedding ring. Kings were to be crowned before god Saturn, so they would wear the round crown. Saturn worship is the basis for totalitarian dictatorships throughout the world. And it's called the Saturnalian influence, the Saturnalian concept of religion, government, and the Catholic Church. And incidentally, the Bible makes an interesting point in the New Testament. The point is that a bad tree cannot give forth good fruit. And that makes sense. Any tree that's sick and dying cannot give forth good and wholesome fruit. So therefore, a bad tree cannot give forth good fruit. If that is true, which it is, then just remember, all of the Protestant religion on the face of the earth came out of the Catholic Church. Okay? So there is nothing in this world that we call holy or religious that is not tainted with some very ancient, secret, mystical stuff that we need to clean up in the next century, or before the next century, preferably. These black robes. This one's called the basic Geneva robe. Geneva because that's where the international bankers are. This is why the Pope has a Vatican Swiss guard in the Vatican. The Swiss are guarding him because that's where the banks are, and they're guarding the boss. That's why he has a Swiss guard. Because I am the devil. Can we have the next one, please? I'm also Capricorn, and Capricorns like browns and blacks. I think that was it on that. Yeah. It deals with black and white magic. That's why a lot of police cars are black and whites. Why the Navy wears blue? It goes back to the blue degrees of Freemasonry. Maritime Admiralty Law, blue degree of Freemasonry. This is why when you see the Statue of Liberty standing in the harbor, why is it in a harbor? It has to be on water, cannot be on land as in the country's land. It has to be in the harbor. Because liberty is a word that is used in maritime admiralty law. It's not freedom. This is not the land of free. This is the land of liberty. Liberty is a word that's used in the Navy. When you come into port, you ask the captain for liberty. Or your mother gives you the liberty to go out. Not freedom, but you have to ask permission. So I don't care about the Statue of Liberty. That's holding the torch of Prometheus, which is the same torch that the Olympics. All of this is a very ancient symbolism, carrying the torch of enlightenment. Anyway, can we go to the next one? All right. Here's another symbol up at the top, the Maltese cross. This thing goes way back into the ancient world. The Maltese cross is a very ancient symbol used by priesthoods thousands of years ago. It's still in use today. It's called the Maltese Cross of the Knights Hospitallers, the Knights of St. John of Jerusalem. Oh, incidentally, all medical facilities, hospitals, are owned, built, and controlled by Knights of the Hospital, Knights Templars. The international banking cartels in Switzerland are run by the Knights Templars, or the Knights of the Hospital. And in the Middle Ages, early Middle Ages, the symbol of the Knights Templars or the Knights of the Hospital was a blue cross and blue shield. So just remember, when you're paying skyrocketed, incredible rates for insurance, you go into any major city, and the three institutions that will have the biggest high-rises are banks, churches, and insurance companies. Why? Because they're owned by the same people. The same people who own your insurance company, own your government, and your church, and you. You don't think so? Start doing some research on maritime admiralty law and sovereignty and find out how much they have already owned you a long time ago when you were born. Here it is in secret societies in Europe, the Knights of Malta Cross, the Nazis wore it. Here it is again, Nazi Germany, the Maltese Cross. Here's the Church of England. The Vicar of the Church of England wearing the same Nazi cross as all the other fascists and Nazis. Here's another modern-day Knights of Malta cross at the top. You will see the cross many times. Here it is, 33rd degree, you'll see, and there's the Maltese cross next to him. There it is. You will also see it in the fire department of the LA, Los Angeles Fire Department. It's in all government agencies, Maltese cross, because the Knights of Malta are the power behind the Roman Catholic Church. And since Rome rules the world, and these secret societies operating under the jurisdiction of Rome in this country operate all of our facilities. And here we have Masters of the Universe. And that's, of course, what they've always felt themselves to be, is Masters of the Universe with blonde hair, racist blonde hair, light skin, racist, with their Knights of Malta, holier than thou, racism. Here you'll see it. Here it is on the Knights of the Knights Templars. So you got to say to yourself, who are these people who pour these symbolisms into the world everywhere? Here is something called the Nazi Iron Cross. This is big. The Nazis loved it. Now here at the Pentagon, if you take a five-pointed pentagram or a five-pointed star and cut the legs off of it, the interior is called a pentagon. That's why Chrysler Corporation can carry the pentagon as their symbol. Why? Because Chrysler made all of the so much of the military equipment for the United States military during the Second World War for the Pentagon. So here's the Pentagon. And keeping in mind, let's go back, the Iron Cross, or the Nazi Iron Cross. And at the Pentagon, there's a landing field. There's a landing out in front of the Pentagon. And you will see it's the Nazi Iron Cross. As I said to you before, I've been doing this kind of research for many years. The CIA, NSA, and all the top, like NASA with the space shuttle, all of these organizations are purely Nazi movements. They were founded by Nazis. The top scientists from Germany were brought out through the Vatican, were called rat lines. Do some homework and look at the word rat line. Rat lines were a term that the researchers gave to the Vatican during the Second World War, when the Vatican began to see the war going bad for their boy, Adolf Hitler, and they knew times were short and he was going to lose. They started setting up what they called the rat line. And what it was a turnstile kind of an operation where all the top Nazis, top doctors, top scientists were given false passports, false identification, cash from different countries, and it was sent all over the world to get out of Germany so that the Vatican could protect the Nazi elite and send them to Catholic countries like Uruguay, Paraguay, Brazil, Central America, South America, and the really smart ones we sent to Washington, D.C. Right? Right. So the whole world is in the hands of secret societies, Nazi, fascist, bloodletting organizations that manipulate and exploit our country, our religions, our money, and us. And I'm saying that unless and until we start waking up and looking at these symbols to find out where these things have come from. The very word church, C-H-U-R-C-H in English, comes from a word in the Scottish, Kirk. This is why on Star Trek you've got Captain Kirk with the ship Enterprise. Okay? Captain Kirk. Kirk is Scottish for church in English. But Kirk comes from the Greek goddess Circe, or Circe, the Greek goddess or Mother Circe, Mother Kirk, or Mother Church. Okay? And Circe, the divine enchantress, she was the daughter of the Greek sun god Helios. She possessed great magical powers, which she used to transform her enemies and those who have offended her into animals. Circe. In Greek legend, Circe was a sorceress notorious for changing men into swine. And this is where you get Kirk. Are the word church, Mother Church. There she is in its ancient Greek understanding of Mother Circe, Mother Church. Mother Church was developed by, financed by, put together by, and continues to be controlled by the same Illuminati secret societies that have been working around the world for world domination for thousands of years. And this old, in Europe, is called the Old World. And consequently, the Vatican dominated Europe, and Europe dominated the world for 1600 years, and we have come to know it as the Old World architecture, etc. There was a whole order of things on the earth called the Old World Order. Now they have gotten modern. They have moved into America from the York Rite and England, out of York into New York. And consequently, they moved from New York into the new land, and now, like Columbus discovers the New World, they have now moved into our country, fully taken it over through secret societies, fraternal orders, hidden agendas, and now they call themselves a New World Order because they're operating in the New World. America needs to clean this up if we're going to be free. I'll speed through this. Here is the papal headdress. It's called the papal mitre. Interesting headdress. The papal mitre. It goes back to even the old ancient priest of Israel wore the papal mitre. That's where it comes from. It's a Jewish headdress. But where does it come from? Well, if we go back into the most ancient world, you'll find that many of the gods were fish gods. Here over on the left-hand side, you'll see the god who is actually wearing the fish. Here's Ani, the fish god. Here it is, Dagon, the old Phoenician Canaanite, Dagon, the fish god, and he's wearing the fish head. So this is what, and here are the Dagon, the priest of Dagon, officiating at the hospital when some poor sucker is in a hospital and the priest come up, the priest of Dagon come up to officiate for him. They're wearing the fish head of the Dagon or the ancient Phoenician Canaanite god of the sea. And this is why the papal mitre is actually a fish head.